but! Hey, but! I groaned as Frederick and his brother Bruno approached with menacing grins on their faces. Frederick and Bruno were the Miller's sons. They were close to my age, but so big, twice my size and ugly as trolls. Happy birthday, but! We have a present just for you. Frederick threw a clod of dirt at me. My stubby hands tried to block it, but it smashed right in my face and I gagged at the smell. The clod of dirt was not dirt. Now that's a gift worthy of your name, said Bruno. Other children howled with laughter. Leave him alone, said a girl named Red. She glared at Frederick and Bruno, holding her shovel over her shoulder like a weapon. The other children stopped laughing. Oh, said Frederick. Do you love Butt? That's not his name, growled Red. Then what is it? Why doesn't he tell us? Rump, I said without thinking. My name is Rump. They burst out laughing. I had done just what they wanted. But that's not my real name, I said desperately. It isn't? Asked Frederick. What do you think his real name is? Asked Bruno. Frederick pretended to think very hard. Something unusual. Something special. Cow Rump. Baby Rump, said Bruno. Rump Roast. Everyone laughed.
During Uphill that evening, I search for Andres, wondering how his day spent in the SS barracks has gone. But during the count, he's nowhere in sight. Standing at attention, I don't have a clear view of everyone, I realize. I'm probably just overlooking him. When we all line up for dinner, though, I still can't find him. Now I'm worried. Quickly, I return to the barracks. Maybe he's there for some reason. But when I reach our bunks, Andres's mattress is folded over, a sure sign of an abandoned space. A lump forms in my throat. I swallow hard. When I see our barracks commander standing around nearby, I rush over and ask him, Sir, have you seen Andres? By now I'm already half crying.
Your brother was taken to sick bay early this afternoon, he reports. He was too weak to perform his duties.
Instantly I'm filled with dread. Next, I rush over to the sickbay barracks. Here, I'm told by the Wehrmacht on duty, no visitors allowed. Frantically, I ask him, But have you seen Andres? Have you seen my brother? A tall, light-haired Hungarian fellow?
There are many new people here, I don't know.
May I go in and look?
I am sorry, no visitors are allowed inside.
Tonight, I can't sleep. I toss and turn, worried and scared. This is the first night Andres and I have spent apart since this whole ordeal began. What's so funny? Aspen asked. I've been driving myself crazy. I saw you guys. I used my ninja skills I'm always telling you about and kind of spied on you from my porch while I laid on my stomach peeking through the railing. Wow, that sounded even lamer out loud than it felt when I'd done it. Aspen laughed, too. One of her hands came up and ran through my hair, the way only she could. What am I going to do with you? I smiled. Forgive me? Love me? Kiss me? Are you sure you want to? I mean, my parents are considering the move to a hippie commune. I'm not sure they'll let me date you since you don't live in an energy-efficient house. Maybe after my dad hypnotizes you during meditation, he'll change his mind. I dropped my head back and rubbed a hand over my face. Maddie told you about that, huh? Yeah. You're a trip, Bastion. How did you come up with that? She smiled. No clue. I just knew I'd do anything to keep him away from you. It made me sick to my stomach to think of him and you together. Aspen stroked my hair again. Ugh. Are you trying to pull some of your moves on me? Her words were playful. Depends. Is it working?
He then pulled the puck back, drew his stick to the right, and flipped the puck backhanded into the open net.
A split second after the red light flashed on, the final buzzer clanged, sending Brad's teammates pouring around him and pummeling him excitedly. "Well, you were always dramatic," TJ commented. As the words, "Bayview goal by number 17, Brad McKendrick," boomed over the loudspeaker, TJ disappeared for a moment, returning a second later with the game-winning puck. "Here, someone once told me it was for luck." Brad smiled. "Smart person," he said, accepting it. "You in the mood to meet a scout?" TJ laughed. "After I take a shower, maybe." "You in the mood to accept a trophy?" Brad grinned. "Yeah, I suppose I could settle for that." Slapping gloves, they merged into the circle of their teammates, on their way to accept their trophy.